This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. Whether you have big goals for the new year or are crash landing into 2025, there's one thing you can do right now to prepare yourself. Invest in your mental health with therapy. The truth is, nobody knows what the year ahead holds, but a Talkspace therapist can help you get ready for what's next by building mental resilience so you can face life's twists and turns. Just go to Talkspace.com to be matched with a licensed online therapist. You can start messaging with your therapist right away and schedule live virtual sessions over video, audio, or chat. Your Talkspace therapist can help you develop coping skills for handling whatever life throws at you. Talkspace accepts most insurance with an average copay of $15, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All righty, we're back, and we're going to go and listen to a pre-recorded conversation I had just a couple hours ago with Jake Lang, so... Go right ahead and take her away there, Style.
All righty, we have Jake Lang with us. Day Sixer inmate, been in prison 4 years without a trial. So right now, Jake is going to give us an update what's happening out there. So Jake, give us an update.
Pastor, thank you for having me on. God bless you. God bless America. It has been a tragedy of justice here in our country, unlike anything we've ever seen before, like the Japanese internment camps of World War II, I guess is the best way to describe it. Me and 1,572 other Jan 6 political prisoners have been kidnapped from our homes, held hostage by the Biden regime in the deep state for 4 years, some of us not even given a trial. I've done over 900 days of solitary confinement. By God's grace, I've survived and even thrived in the conditions that they thought would kill me have made me stronger through Christ Jesus, you know that all things are possible. Christ who gives us strength. And so, you know, I've been hanging tough and waiting President Trump to come back in just 12 days from now, Pastor. It looks like deliverance is coming from the long arm of God. Trump is going to be signing pardons for all the Jan Sixers.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're praying for that to that extent. You know, we're not for vengeance. No vengeance, said the Lord, but the what we want is justice. Not Matthew Graves. Matthew Graves is one. He is a wicked, evil, ungodly, cowardly little man. He needs to be right there where you're at, right now, along with Chris Ray, Merrick Garland, and Nancy Pelosi.
Liz Cheney.
They all need to be there. Pardon?
Oh, Liz Cheney in there, too.
Oh, yeah, Liz Cheney, too. Yeah, especially Liz Cheney, too. So, along also with, one of my senior moments.
Benny Thompson,
that's who I'm thinking. They all need to be there, every one of them. And I've been on the radio. Now, they're running. They're trying to get pardon, trying to get Biden to pardon them, and Biden's ready to sell pardon. So we're seeing what's happening, but anyhow, gonna keep you guys in prayer. And when you get out, let me tell you, you have lawsuits. Every one of you, go after them personally, and go after them personally, sue them. Everything they have, but it would be really better.
Pastor, yeah, we're all for, if we don't give, the American people the accountability for the corrupt government actions, it's just going to pave the way for more people to abuse us and our constitutional liberties, and brave people who stand up to defend those liberties like we did on January 6th are going to be further abused in the future. So we have to set a precedent. The people illegally detained us, tortured us, and all those complicit in that through the January 6th Select Committee to the FBI acting directors and even the cowardly officers who followed ungodful ungodly and unlawful commands, all of them need to be held accountable in the court of law. So we're going to see that. And actually, Pastor, I have some breaking news. My new organization, Federal Watchdog, the anti-lawfare group, has just announced a $50 billion lawsuit on behalf of over 600 January 6 plaintiffs that we will be filing on day one of the new administration to go after the DOJ for all of the destruction and the decimation that they've done to our lives, our reputation, our health, our families, all the missed birthdays, all of the horrible hours and days and months and years in solitary confinement, the wrongful incarceration. That's called the January 6th restitution and unlawful incarceration lawsuit. And if you guys want to check out more information on that, just go to fedwatchdog.org, F-E-D, fedwatchdog.org. You can check that out and get updates on our new organization because we have a lot more planned. There's going to be a lot of legal action stemming from January 6th for years to come, right all the wrongs of this situation. And so Fed Watchdog, we filed a lawsuit actually 1 year ago in 2 days. We filed the $150 million class action lawsuit against the Capitol Police, all individual members, over 23 Capitol Police officers named for injuring and maiming and brutally assaulting unarmed Americans. And so we filed that lawsuit. We're still fighting that one out. And now this is our second lawsuit we'll be filing amongst dozens and dozens to come. So check out Federal Watchdog, guys, and what we're up to. And pray that we get the right judge and we get the right citizens in the jury pool there. It's almost impossible to get that in Washington, D.C. Very, very broken here. Insurmountable bias against January Sixers. But we're going to fight for our rights regardless.
Well, you'd have to get that moved to another city. I think Trump can do that. Supreme Court can do it because the bias in there. Even now, here just last week, they announced Merrick Garland announced they were still going after over 200 J6ers they haven't arrested yet. Here, just last week, they're still trying to arrest more than 200 more and get them in jail before Trump takes office. So, and I noticed Merrick Garland is playing low. So even as the rough Matthew Graves jump ship, and here you had, don't forget the Dirty 30 FBI, rogue FBI agents were involved. They were the same ones at Mar-a-Lago, the same ones in that phony case there of kidnapping the mayor or the governor there of Michigan. But the one guy that we really have to get first and foremost is Lieutenant Byrd has got to be charged with murder, what he did to Ashley Babbitt.
Trump was talking about that yesterday at his press conference, Pastor, because they asked him, are you going to be pardoning the violent January 6ers? This is something I really want to talk to your audience about today, because just 2 days ago on January 6th, the fourth year anniversary, we had a massive press conference in Washington, D.C., hosted by Federal Watchdog and streamed live on Blessed News Network, and as well as Gateway Pundit covered it and a bunch of other great streamers. We had over 50,000 people listening live, watching live on X, and millions tuned in throughout the whole day. And we had Laura Logan come and speak out for pardons for all Jan Sixers day one. Leave no man behind. And Mike Lindell was there, and Jim Haw from the Gateway Pundit, amongst many other great patriots, Wayne Allen Root, and Ann Vandersteel, investigative journalist. And we had dozens and dozens of speakers all come forward saying the same thing. Leave no man behind. Pardon all J6 hostages on day one. No exceptions. And Donald Trump was asked that question. Same thing we addressed yesterday at the press conference about pardoning the violent. Quote-unquote violent January 6er. And so he immediately flipped the football back to the questioner and said, no police officers were killed that day. The only people that were killed that day were Ashley Babbitt and Roseanne Boylan. Unarmed American women were murdered at the Capitol. So, he's alluding to the fact that he will pardoning all of us, even people like myself pastor that do have violent allegations against them, and people that have been convicted or have pled out to violent charges as well. They were all there defending their lives versus the tyrannical oppressive force, hitting them with pepper ball bullets and tear gas and concussion grenades while they were just simply peacefully protesting, myself included. And all of the people that were put in compromising scenarios like I was to try to defend other people's lives. Like when they murdered Roseanne Boylan in my arms, Pastor, I'm a man of God. I'm a young man. I'm a tough guy. I was a college wrestler. I'm not just going to watch a being stomped to death and beaten with a stick by Officer Lila Morris without doing something about it. So I stood up to defend the innocent. And those who, you know, are vulnerable that day, the women and the elderly people there. And, you know, for that, you know, defense of a third person was legally admissible in the courtroom. I have been detained now 1,450 days without bond, without bail, without a trial, without habeas corpus. And there are hundreds of others like me behind bars, simply stood up to defend human lives that day, being, you know, treated like Guantanamo Bay 9/11 terrorists because of it.
Absolutely. And we have to make sure that Lila Morris is one of the ones definitely going to pay the price. She needs to be charged with murder. Like I said, this is a vengeance, and this is justice. So, but here's the other thing. Let's not forget NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, PMSNBC. NPR, let's not forget them. They're all a part of this by propaganda, by flat out lying about you folks, calling you insurrection. When here you were people, were Americans, patriots who knew, who saw you had your election stolen from you, your vote was stolen. And these people, they need to. NBC, ABC, you know, they've changed their name now. They're calling themselves Legacy Media. You know why they've changed their name? They're calling themselves Legacy. It's because they're no longer
another psyop against the American people.
Yeah, well, they're no longer mainstream. They've known it. They have lost so many listenership. You know that here you have the Food Channel and the History Channel. These have more listeners now than CNN. And so they've lost that. They're no longer what they call me. They call themselves the Legacy. I sure wouldn't want their legacy. I can tell you that. It's not one of honor. So, yeah, we have to go after these people because they have time and time again come out denied any of the election fraud. And, you know, here, for millions of us to sit and watch on the news, them flip the vote, flip it, invert it, totally upside down, when Trump was way ahead, flip that vote to Biden. And then tell us, who are you going to believe, us or your lying eyes? So, yeah, not vengeance. This is justice. In fact, I'm preaching exactly on that this week. This is what I'm preaching. But the title of my message is Don't Trust and Always Terrify. And here I'm giving examples of the Bible where the opposition came saying, well, you know, it's time for peace. Let's have peace now. In other words, after they've lost the battle, lost the fight, but how they were coming in.
You have 1 minute remaining.
So deceitful. You've got a minute left. Go ahead.
Well, Pastor, I just wanted to, you know, thank all the American people out there that have stood by our side and supported us for these last 4 years, you prayer warriors out there, my Christian brothers and sisters, you yourself, Pastor Ernie, giving us your platform and allowing this prisoner, this captive of a tyrannical regime, speak to millions of people is truly, you know, an honor. And I just want to say, anybody out there wants to support the Jan Sixers. We have a new program to help Jan Sixers rebuild their broken lives. Please go to J6Rebuild.com. That's the letter J, the number 6Rebuild.com. J6Rebuild.com and help us out, please. We're coming home in 12 days and we need some support. Thank you, Pastor. We love you. God bless you, Pastor Ernie. You're the best.
God bless you. Stay in touch. We're not, it's not over till we win.
All righty, we're back. And I want to apologize for the poor quality of that. See, we did not record that. He had to do it because we had to do it when he could. When he could find a time where he was able to. And so, in other words, I couldn't be sitting in the studio waiting for him to call to record it. When he called me, I would just have to pick up the phone and then he would have to, you know, he would be ready to record on his end. And of course, you know, he didn't really have the best equipment in the world, so that's why the quality of the but I think it was good enough where most of you could probably understand most of what we were saying. At least I hope so. What do you think, Style?
Yeah, you know, you got to remember, we had a couple calls come in just to ask if there was any issues, you know, in the airwaves or anything like that. But again, like you said, it's you know, a prison phone. We're going to have, you know, not the greatest quality in the world, but hopefully in 12 days we'll be able to do something about that, huh?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. That would be great. And here. All righty. We're going to open the phone lines and take some calls at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call here. And here, well, you know, one of the things we forgot to mention, you know that Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, when I'm thinking about that, where she cut the fire department's budget, where they had no water in the fire hydrants. She cut it by $18 million, but do you know what she spent on environments along the seaside?
What's that?
$600 million.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, yeah. She, again, like I said, she was her program out of the chute was DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And that's what you get when you're woke, huh? Unbelievable. All right, the phone lines are open. If you have a question or a comment about any of this, give us a call here. And we'll see if we can do better than the recording we just had. That wasn't the best, the highest in quality. 888-677-9673. Maybe if you're not in that fog. Now, if you see a strange fog out there where it shouldn't be a fog, don't go near it. Because, again, these things are popping up, and I believe like you said, more and more distractions. But here's the interesting thing, too. Boy, there seems to be in Greenland, now there seems to be a real big movement of people in Greenland that want to become the 51st state. And I don't know. I think that's a pretty good idea. What do you think, Style? I think he's answering the telephones.
I am answering some phones. Give me one moment here.
All right, go ahead and answer the telephones, and we'll take your calls. All righty. I hope we get some smart callers. I want some smart callers tonight. Most of our callers are pretty smart callers.
All right, we got some callers on the line now.
All right. Are they smart callers?
I sure hope so. They sound like it.
All righty. Who do we have?
We got Judy in PA.
Oh, Judy's smart. Judy is smart.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Okay. I'm good. I don't know how smart I am, but I have a prayer request. I have been running a fever since Monday, off and on during the day. I cannot get rid of it. Would you just pray for me and help that just get it out of my system? I've been out of work for 3 days. I need to go back tomorrow, and I just need prayer.
We'll do that. You haven't been in the fog, have you?
No, I'm in Pennsylvania. I've been in my house.
Alrighty.
It's 0 degrees out right now. I'm not going anywhere. So it seems like it gets better. And I don't get a flu shot. I've had no shingles shots. I don't do that stuff. You know, I take a lot of supplements, and I just can't shake this, and I got to go back to work tomorrow. So would you pray for me?
We'll do it right now, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask the folks out there all over the country listening to join in with me, because there's power in prayer, much prayer, much power. So Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold, I want to hold Judy up to you and just ask Father God, Lord, that you would just take Judy, Lord, that you might touch her, Lord, she might receive a healing, Lord, that you might be able to be returning back to work tomorrow. And Father God, too, that my prayer for her would be not only that she would receive a healing, but you would turn her desires towards you more and more every day in every way, and use her in a mighty way to your glory and to her crowns. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much. Now I have one quick question.
Sure.
Why does President Trump want to use the military with the Panama Canal? And he's saying if we don't get it back, he's going to use military force. Is that true?
Well, he might do that, and the reason is we have four military bases there. We have Gulick, Davis, Anderson, and so we're there. The military's there. I served there myself for a short term. Okay, well, actually, I spent 18 months in the jungles out there in the Amazon, but. Anyhow, because we are there and the Chinese are there, and our military, not only that, but we have a real, real working relationship with the people of Panama. And so I think that's, see, they have, their government has been back and forth. It's been split, just like kind of our government is today here. You have the Communist Party and you have the Patriot Party. They had the very same thing in Panama, and the Patriot Party there in Panama is 100% USA. The other, they have, they're more for the Chinese. But we're very well established with military bases there in Panama.
Okay. All right. That's all. All right. I'm going to let you get on to the next caller. Thank you so much for your prayers. I'll let you know what happens next week.
All right. Get to work and give them heaven there.
Okay. You got it. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. All right. Who do we have next?
Next, we have Jack in San Diego.
Uh-oh. Jack, those fires aren't far. San Diego's not far from Los Angeles. Hey, Jack, you're in the air.
Yes. My son lives in, what they call it, Beverly Hills, the flats, or Beverly Hills adjacent.
Hmm.
And so he's very close to the fires. I'm trying to tell them to fill up your gas tank and get out of there now. Because I live in Oceanside, which is right by Camp Pendleton.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, stay at my house till this blows over, because people are trying to evacuate Hollywood now that it's in the Hollywood Hills, and it's gridlock. Some people are walking on the sidewalks with their pets and their suitcases, and other people are stuck in traffic trying to get out of Hollywood. It's a mess. I'd like to know who's setting these fires. Nobody's talking about that, but I don't believe that all these fires could be started spontaneously in all these different directions.
Yeah, I was thinking the very same thing.
Well, I'll say this, too, real quick. We talked about the Canadian wildfires earlier. They did find that that was not a genuine Canadian wildfire months and months and months later. It was arson.
Yeah.
Well, look, it certainly would make a very destructive terrorist attack. I mean, they're estimating the damage in the billions. They can't even do an assessment until they get this under control. And it could bankrupt the insurance companies.
Well, the insurance companies, as you know, because
to pay for all this damage.
Well, I mean, you know that, because don't you have property that they won't insure anymore?
Well, they're threatening. They're threatening not to insure it. They want to come in and inspect my house inside and out, do a water pressure test on it, and I'm saying that my Fourth Amendment rights means you can't order me to make my house available to you for an inspection inside my house. That's my castle, my privacy. I've had the policy for 25 years with no claims. What are they worried about?
I think they're worried about what's taking place there right now.
For 60 years.
Yeah.
Since I was 15. I got a learner's permit in California, 15 and a half, and the first thing my uncle did was he got me a membership to the auto club. They're looking to cancel people. They really don't want to write homeowners insurance anymore. They're losing too much
State
money.
Farm has canceled hundreds, and I'm wondering because the insurance rates on those $3 million and $4 million homes up there that have been burned out, the insurance rates is outrageous.
Well, the insurance companies have turned into bullies. I'm kind of glad I have this platform. I wasn't exactly going to talk about this, but here we swerved into it again. But in California, people are afraid to make a claim on their homeowner's policy because if they do, they will get canceled. So basically, the only thing you're going to be able to use your policy for is a catastrophic event like we're seeing if your home totally burns down. Otherwise, if it's a little, water leak and causes water damage, maybe it's $4,000 or $5,000 to fix it. Homeowners are not making that claim; they're paying for it out of pocket because they don't want to be canceled. And remember, if you finance your house, your bank requires that you have at least a fire insurance policy, or they're going to call the loan due and payable. There's going to be a horrific problem in Southern California about insuring houses. Because these claims that are going to be coming on the insurance companies, I don't know if they have the money to pay all those claims, but they're certainly all going to get canceled. And here's the dirty little secret. If you have to rebuild your home after a catastrophic event, it requires that you have a homeowner's policy in place, a special policy to rebuild your house, to protect yourself from workers making workers' compensation claims against your house.
Well,
all those workers have to be insured while your house is being rebuilt. Who's gonna write those policies? Who wants to take that risk after what we just saw? And it turns out that the fire department doesn't even have the ability to put out multiple wildfires. Because they've cut their budget in Southern California, and they've also closed a lot of dams, so there's only one-tenth of the water available to fight these fires. And I don't know if you know it, but a lot of these hydrants went dry, and the firemen lost their water pressure, and then they had no more water to fight the fire. A lot of these homes had to burn because there was no water to put it out.
Yeah, no, we talked about that earlier, okay? Because they let the water run off into the ocean.
Well, I would just want to bring up the subject I called about, and I was a little bit worried about it, was Trump making the threat that all hell will break loose in the Middle East if he doesn't get the hostages back before he's inaugurated. And here's what I'm worried about. I think there's a good chance that Hamas is going to call Trump's bluff, because they want the war to expand in the Middle East. They're jihadis. They only go to heaven if they die in battle. They want this war to expand. And the only thing that may deter Hamas would be a threat to take out Iran's nuclear equipment, their plants, their ability to make a bomb, because Hamas and all the other terrorist groups want Iran to be able to make a nuclear weapon so that Iran can share those weapons with the terrorists. The other problem I have is, what can Trump do to Hamas that Israel hasn't already done? They're virtually decimated. What few members of Hamas are left are hiding in private homes, hospitals, schools, what have you. It's going to be really hard for Trump to intimidate Hamas because they've virtually been destroyed by Israel.
Well, my guess is that that's exactly what he was planning on doing. Was you know, there's intelligence working with the Israeli intelligence and targeting one day, taking out whatever leaders they have left, just taking them out, you know.
I think if you could find him, Israel would have done it. I would have rather have him say something along the lines of, I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. That's more ambiguous. The all hell breaking loose is too specific. Everybody, I think, feels it's going to be a military strike. And anyway, I think that in a way he's playing into their hands because that's exactly what Hamas wants.
Well,
end this war, drag the United States back into the Middle East where the terrorists can now kill them because they got the United States to fall for the bait. I'm just putting that out there as a warning.
I know. Well, look, here's what I have to say. Then I have to go. Trump is quite a strategist, and he is privy to a whole lot more information than you and I. So he knows a whole lot more about what is necessary than you and I. So he's basing that information there. But anyhow, I got to go. Thanks for calling, and I hope things work out with your insurance. Be right back after this.
When the British armies came from across the bounding main to attack our native shores in their sailing ships of war to establish tyranny by the orders of a tyrant king. Paul Revere cried his alarms and the people took up arms and they fired up their guns in the greens of Lexington. Soon the battles would be won and the bells of liberty would ring. Those men who fought to keep us free were not afraid to die. They drew their strength and courage from his power upon high and cried this battle cry, no king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. Through the toil and the tears in the last 100 years, we have fainted from the fight for his liberty and life. We've been blinded by the lies, so we hardly know what's right from wrong. As the anti-Christian hordes and the global overlords now surround us, holy saints in the camp United States, just like Israel of old, we now find ourselves in Babylon. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Holy One of Israel, the Holy One of Israel. So now's the time for all good men to seek his face on high and bow to do his will on earth and rise up and defy the lie and cry this battle cry. No king, no king, no king but King Jesus, the Messiah. No king, no king, no king but Yehoshua, the Holy One of Israel.
Amen. No king, but King Jesus. That's our king and the only king. All righty. So we have Brian in Texas. Hey, Brian, you're in the air.
Hey, Pastor. Is my call coming in clear?
Yeah, you're loud and clear.
Okay, cool. Hey, I enjoyed that call from the prior gentleman living in California.
Jack. Yeah, that was Jack.
Yeah. You look at that governor, I think it all is going to start at the top. I looked at that and I said, well, you know, you look over the last 10, 15 years, and especially recently since this governor's been in office, his direction that he's took in California, you know, with all the companies fleeing California, all the people fleeing California, like you were talking with Stye earlier about the number one state people are fleeing and then one number one state people are moving into. But here in Dallas, we're seeing an influx of not just people, but corporations, companies, all the way from your big company corporates to your even small individual business owners moving in the Texas region. But I was looking something up, Pastor and Stye. You know, California has a big homeless rate there. I mean, it's off the charts. And, you know, humans cause a lot, 90% of the fires, you know, in the world, you know, discarding cigarettes, throwing stuff out their windows, unattended campfires, burning debris, you know, burning the trash, stuff like that. But, you know, you look at that, for an example, and then you look at the state of California, all the issues on the background of it from all the different variables. But California, their government, you know, their local officials, they're out of control, obviously. There's a big problem with the way that they're doing things. And you look at that and you say, as a perspective, they really, really need to get a better grip on what's going on in their state. I mean, now Wells Fargo just announced out of San Francisco, they're selling their headquarters, the building's up for sale, they're moving out. There's just so many things going on. Facebook, the owner of Meta, just
announced. Zuckerberg, he's heading towards Texas, too, now.
Yes, Elon Musk, you know, X.
Yep, he's moving towards Texas.
They've all moved out. Oakland, California, you know, crime. You know, crime's off the charts in San Francisco. You know, to all your listeners out there, you know, take a look at this. What is really going on in California? Is it more than just fires? Is it the government problem? Is it the governor causing all? I mean, I'm not saying he's causing the fires, but he is causing fires, but not, you know, nature fires.
Well, he's certainly not helping them.
He's certainly not helping them, right, Sky? So I just wanted to put that out there. I know you got other calls coming in, but there's a lot of issues going on. And see, the problem is these problems are overflowing now, kind of like the border problem. They're bringing their problems into other states. And I'm not saying the people are bad people, but some of the things rubbed off their government, they need to keep their idealistic ideas, since they're a Democratic state mostly, I believe. Is that right, Sky? California's Democratic?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, is it.
Hey, we don't want it in Dallas. I mean, we really don't. We got a good state here. We got a good governor. And we're not perfect, but we don't want to be like California. We don't want to end up like California. So I'm not saying nothing bad out there to people, but please, if you come here, you know, be polite, keep your manners, keep your crime there. We don't want it. So,
well, Northern California, there's a lot of conservatives up in Northern California, but the Southern California is where your hotbeds, like San Diego, Los Angeles, that's where, you know, Hollywood, where you have your liberals. So many of your...
Here in Texas, we're not perfect. But we have our issues and problems. You know, we don't have the most perfect people, but at the same time, we look and we're seeing all this stuff going on in California and on our border, and we've got our hands full. Our local law enforcement, our government, you know, and Trump's going to have his hands filled up with it, and, you know, him wanting to do the Panama Canal and Greenland and, you know, the Canadian deal. Canadians got a bad problem, too, their border. I mean, people are trying to get into the United States through Canada because, you know, the problems that they're having there. So, you know, these other local states, they really need to get a better grip on their on what they're doing to their, not just their city, their state, but the people, because people are running and fleeing.
Well, in Canada, you have a growing popular vote to want to merge with the United States because of populism, because one, you know, Trudeau is a communist. You do have your communist, hardcore communist party. They want their freedoms. They want their freedoms in there. Two, you know, euthanasia is really more and more prevalent in Canada all the time. Taxes, the taxes are way too high. The economist knows that their taxes would be cut way down. And so basically it's freedom of speech. You know, they really went after Christians there in Canada big time. And pro-lifers, they've been going after pro-lifers for years. Many pro-lifers are spending total 20 years in prison for what I did every day for 45 years on the streets out there. And so it's Canada has turned and little Castro. That's who Trudeau is, that little Castro. He was, like I said, he was a communist. Now, it wasn't no coincidence that on the very same day that Trump was certified to the election, he announced his resignation. The pressure is really building in Canada to oust him.
You know, Scott and Pastor, once again, I just, you know, calling in, and I'm not saying nothing bad about California people. I'm not. I just want them to know that I understand them, but they really need to point the finger. When they go to that election poll, they need to really think about, and I'm sure they are now, who they're putting in that office to run that state.
Well, you have some very good people in California. The problem is the Communist Party, the Democrats, they have the state house. They have the state and the Senate. But of course, they have the governor, so they got to get those people out of there. But the election, the voter fraud is tremendous in California. It's tremendous. But I have to move on. But
thanks. Thank you,
Doc. God bless. Okay, we have Clifford. Hey, Clifford.
Yeah, Newsom is literally a member of the China Communist Party.
Oh, he is. He's been,
you know, literally. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
you're right.
Ham with him 100%. So that's where he's coming from. But you know, you were talking about peace, and I was thinking of one of Paul's letters where he said, "Don't pay heed to lying and seducing spirits." Almost everything fits that combination. It's like a combination of lying and seduction. Well, what do you think? Do you see that?
Well, Paul's letter in 1 Thessalonians, or 2 Thessalonians 5, where he talks about, First Thessalonians chapter 5, where they start out by saying, when they say peace and peace, then sudden destruction comes upon them. Okay, so, yeah, this is I would watch Chuckie Schumer. I would watch these people like you're hearing a lot of them coming out now saying, well, we're going to really work. We need to really start to work. And some of them mean it, you know, like, you know, I think that those that, well, I think you have two from Florida there, two Congress people that switched over to Republicans. You have a number more who are leaving. They're leaving the Communist, the Democratic Party. But now you have a big coalition that are saying, okay, look, we're seeing what happened, the woke movement, what it got us. What AAC and the squat, what they did for us, you know. So they're... But there's a big, big, major split right now within the Communist Party right now. But even Bernie Sanders, even when that guy who's an admitted communist, when he comes out and says, look, this woke movement is nuts, right? So, and people like Bill Maher. But there are those in there that you can't trust them, you know? It's like the story. Have you ever heard the story about the frog and the scorpion?
Yeah. Well, how does that go again?
Well, the old scorpion told the frog, listen, I really need to get to the other side of the pond, but I can't swim. And if you would give me a ride over, then I would appreciate it and I'll be indebted to you. And so the frog said, jump on, and he rode him across the pond. And when he got to the other side, the scorpion before he got off the frog, he stung him, and as the frog was paralyzed, he said, "Why did you do that? I gave you a ride." He said, "You knew I was a scorpion before you took me over, right?" It's the same thing like the story of the Indian maiden and the rattlesnake. How she found a snake frozen and brought him in and nursed him back to health. And when he was healthy and healed up and ready to go back just before he left, he bit her. And she said, "Why did you do that? I took care of you. I fed you. I nursed you. And I protected you. And why did you do this?" He said, "You knew I was a snake before you took me in, right?" And so... Yeah,
well, I think people, that's the mistake they're making. They don't... They're being lied to and seduced. Rather, you know, it's that combination. You know, they're given this premise that's a false premise, where the real agenda is completely, you know, it's a sleight of hand, basically.
Where I disagree with Ronald Reagan said, "Trust but verify." I say, "Don't trust and verify." But I think old Trump is much, much more wiser now than he was, and after what they did to him, okay, he's not going to be so easily taken in, and he's not going to be so easily to trust as he was before.
Well, some of these people look good on the surface. That's part of the seduction and lying. You know, they look like a Christopher Ray looks like a polished individual. You know. He's your typical wolf in sheep's clothing, more so. And that's part of the lying and seduction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep, he sold us out. All righty, well, listen, thanks.
All right, okay.
God bless and have a good night. Do you know what time it is, don't you, Style?
I think I do. You want a little silver lining on these fires right before that, though?
Yeah, go ahead.
There's a picture going around right now of the pedo wood sign burning down. The Hollywood sign looks like it's caught fire.
Huh, no kidding.
Yes, sir.
Well, do you think the Lord's sending Hollywood a message?
I think we're seeing some retribution coming right now.
Alrighty. Well, folks, it's time for the most important part of this program. After repentance and a new birth, well, no. You know what? The Bible says this. You must be born again. You must be born again. I've had people actually tell me, "I'm a Christian, but I'm not a born-again Christian." Well, then if you're not a born-again Christian, you're not a Christian. Because the Bible says you must be born again to be a Christian, right? And that was the message of Jesus to Nicodemus, hence to you and me. It is a spiritual birth. It means that God forgives us of all of our sins. It gives us a new heart, spiritually speaking. A definite work of grace takes place in the soul. Old things, the Bible says, the old things have passed away and all things become new. This is absolutely essential to salvation. The new birth follows repentance. Reformation is not repentance. The new birth, don't get mistaken just here. Don't substitute. It is easy to do this and miss eternal life. Come to Jesus, repenting, believing, turning away from all your sins, then accept him. He is the way. He says he's the way. He is the truth. He is the life. There is no other name given among men whereby we can be saved, except the name of Jesus. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. And so here, and after you've done that, again, we've told you so many times about how to do that. You simply, the Lord Jesus made it simple. He said, just pray to the Father, you know. But now you have to be... For real, you see, and the first thing to do, is I want you to just to stop and think for a minute that the pain that Jesus suffered. But then you say, well, wait a minute, Pastor, come on now. It wasn't my fault. Wait, it wasn't my fault. I hadn't done any sins. I wasn't even born. Oh, yes, you were, because, you see, Christ had your sins, even though you weren't born. The sins that you were going to commit after you were born, he had laid upon him. And you say, you can't blame me for that. Yeah, I can, because, you know, it was you. You committed the sins. You know, I did, you did. Okay. And so once you've done that, you realize the pain you called him, what you need is a real sorrowfulness. And then you ask the Father to forgive you of those sins. And once you've done that, then the Lord Jesus said, call upon his name. Now, once you've done that, you have to put him first. He's got to be absolutely first before everyone and everything. And once you've done that, God will honor that. You will become a new creature, born-again believer, filled with the Holy Ghost. And you'll be on your way to immortality. You'll be on your way to immortality, folks. Now, that will happen. You got God's word upon it. So after repentance, the new birth or regeneration comes. Sanctification is a second definite work of grace. And that eradicates and destroys the carnal mind and nature. In regeneration, we are saved from our actual sins. And in sanctification, we are cleansed from inbred sin, or the inherited sin, or natural depravity, which is the Adamic nature and the consequences of the fall of man. So that regenerated people have the carnal mind is evident. The scriptures teach it. And one's own experiences proves it, folks, believe me. There arises anger and inward striving in the soul. Oftentimes one is easily offended. That's what we preached about tonight here. He made mad, worried, aggravated, fretted, and upset. He is sometimes irritable and peevish. He murmurs, he frets, he complains rather than think and praise God and rejoice evermore. Multitudes of people who have been regenerated still realize that something exists within that ought not to be there. They know there is an inward foe who troubles them, worrying them, defeats them. We call that the old man or the old nature, the sin nature. They can say, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Romans 7:24. And so this is the experience of the unsanctified soul. It is their remedy. Yes, there is a remedy. And that is simply obey. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your sanctification, deliverance is God's will. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, folks. So, the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate, Hebrews 13:12. Jesus also prayed that we might have the blessing. Well, we're at that point that we come to every night at this time. We say, thanks for being here. God bless you. Have a good night out there. And always, always, always keep fighting the fight. Fight now, fight, fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.